A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, bad, and ugly here on Hanson Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We're about 14 minutes away from being joined by Athletic Director for the University of Utah, Mark Harlan. So you can stay tuned for that. That should be pretty darn good conversation. Talking to him about the amazing run that the women's basketball team has made. We'll even talk a little gymnastics Pac-12 championship that's going down here in Salt Lake City this weekend. We got a lot to talk to Mark Harlan about, as well as the Pac-12 TV negotiations and what's going on there as well. So really great conversation coming up for you at 1:30. Stay tuned for that. For the good today, Justin Harmon scored 32 points for Utah Valley, and they have now, Lloyd, set an official record for wins for the program. They beat New Mexico 83-69 in the opening round of the NIT. And Utah Valley moves to 26-8. That was in Albuquerque. That was on New Mexico's home turf. And UVU goes in there after a miserable upset, I'm sure, by Southern Utah in their conference championship. And they're able to rebound a little bit and come out with an opening win in the NIT. They now advance to take on Colorado. So you go from a Mountain West Conference school now to a Pac-12 school. Colorado came out of the Pac-12 8-12 in conference play, 18-16 overall. And it should be a good matchup for UVU. See if they can continue to advance in the NIT. Another really quick good. I know I had Virginia advancing, and maybe this isn't a good for me, but if you had Virginia advancing in your bracket, well, you already took a hit. You've already got the imperfect bracket. Furman comes out and gets a 68-67 point win over 4-seed Virginia. It's a 13-4 upset. Lloyd, we don't get a ton of 13-4 upsets. Those don't happen a lot. But we got one in the very first 13-4 matchup of the NCAA tournament. Another quick good? Well, it was a good until just now. Utah State was leading over Missouri, but Missouri has now hit a couple of shots in a row. They take the 55-51 point lead with 8 minutes left in that game. There's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
You know, these guys work so hard to get to the NCAA tournament, and you fight all year long. And I know that Bill Self has had troubles, and he's had different perspectives on his legacy and him as a coach, but this guy has done a lot of winning in his time for Kansas, and he is out today. The university announced that he won't be coaching against Howard because of this most recent health scare that he has gone through. He was hospitalized for 5 days, and it was because of chest tightness, and he was dealing with some vertigo, falling over all over the place, and felt terrible. So he was hospitalized, and as he's come now out of the hospital, they want to continue to rest him, and they're trying to take it easy for him, but he will not be on the sideline for the opening game, the Kansas Jayhawks taking on Howard. I get it. Kansas should advance. They've done a pretty incredible job through the years in advancing. In fact, I was looking at Bill Self's record and what he's done in the NCAA tournament. He's made it to the Final Four four times. He took Kansas to the Final Four in 2008, 2012, 2018, and 2022. Not the NCAA tournament. He took them to the Final Four in those 4 years. Kansas has played a few games without him on the sideline. They've played seven games without him out there coaching. They're 6-1 in those seven. So they play okay without him, but it's never fun to not have your head coach out there. And again, I know how people feel about Bill Self. I'm very aware. I've followed him for the last 16 years that I've been on air. So I know that he's had all kinds of investigations and all kinds of tough accusations stacked up against him, but that guy can win, but will not be on the court for their opening game against Howard. There's your bad. Let's get to your ugly.
And of course, the ugly.
I don't know exactly how to feel about this one. I think it's disturbing. But I guess when a plea deal is filed, you kind of just have to go with the ruling. NFL draft prospect Jalen Carter, he was a potential top five pick in this upcoming NFL draft. He's going to avoid jail time in the racing case that led to the death of one of his teammates and one of their associates. His attorney said he cut a plea deal with prosecutors this morning, and Jalen Carter has been sentenced only to probation. Kim Stevens is the representative of the University of Georgia football, and he actually came out and made a couple of comments in regards to the Jalen Carter case. He said that Carter agreed to plead no contest to two misdemeanor charges that he was hit with, and he is going to be paying a $1,000 fine, completing 80 hours in community service, and he has to take a defensive driving course in this time that he's got. Outside of that, he can't be tried again. There will be no other charges filed. According to Kim Stevens, it says, with this entry plea, the state is forever barred from bringing any additional charges against Jalen Carter for conduct alleged to have occurred on January 15th, 2023. Something I did find out in this case, however, was that Jalen Carter actually did stop his car after the accident, ran over to the wrecked vehicle that he was apparently racing, and called 911. And then he was informed that he could leave, and according to his attorney, the attorney says, Mr. Carter returned to the scene at the request of the Athens-Clarke County Police Department to answer additional questions and continued to cooperate through the investigation. That actually helped me feel a lot better about this case, because when they served a warrant and he had to leave the NFL Combine to come back to Georgia to address these charges, I thought that he had left that scene and had not been questioned. I didn't realize that they knew that he was there, that he was on the scene. Now, the racing part of it may have not been a conversation at the moment of the accident, and that might be what the warrant was served for, but still, pretty tough stuff that's going on for Jalen Carter. But he enters the plea, and he'll serve some community service, and that's it. Adam joining us from Five Star Painting, hooking you up with all kinds of different promotions. Adam, let's talk about the exterior promotions that you've got going on.
Okay, yeah. So on the exterior, we are going to offer a free whole home pressure wash. So we'll pressure wash the whole house, and then we're actually going to include pressure washing the driveway, which, as I mentioned earlier, is very uncommon, like in a painting aspect, but it's a really nice perk because getting that driveway nice and clean really changes the curb appeal of the house. It's amazing the difference that it makes.
It is a really nice perk. I don't know if people understand how great that – it just changes the entire outlook of that driveway, you know, when you get that pressure wash on it.
Oh, yeah. It will – I mean, a lot of times, though, people will ask when they're trying to sell a home, which this could be good if you're trying to put your house up for sale. Highly recommend. Come have us pressure wash the driveways, maybe even the sidewalk right there in the park strip, because it adds a big difference to the curb appeal. And that's probably something people don't think about a lot.
No, that's something you would hardly ever think about.
So if they call, they can get it for free. But if they call by the end of March and schedule, you know, schedule an estimate and schedule some exterior painting, we're gonna do all that for free.
Adam, give them the number to call.
The number is 801-208-2649.
208-2649. Call now and just get on the books. And if you do this before the end of March, you're going to be able to take advantage of these promotions. You also have an interior painting promotion that you're rolling out too.
Yeah, we're offering like a hall or guest bathroom to where we'll paint the bathroom for free based on, you know, some of the other items that you get done in the house. It will include that in with some other stuff.
There's so many people out there that want to paint their house, whether it's exterior or interior. They're just sick of the look of something and they think it's unaffordable. I can't do it. I can't afford it. You've got tax returns that are going to be rolling out right now. You've got these incredible promotions. And coming from a guy that's used Five Star Painting, I promise you, when you get the quote on your exterior, I have not had Five Star work on the interior, but Five Star, you guys did the exterior on my new home. I was shocked by the price. I couldn't believe how little it was. When you think about, oh man, painting the exterior, oh, this is going to be huge cost. It is not what you think it is, especially when you're getting free paint on the March promotion.
Yeah, we're able to keep it very competitive and keep the costs, you know, down as much as we can. And in fact, we just actually gave Scotty a bid, and I won't give any numbers, but I can tell you I came in less than the previous bid he had, and I included his entire deck, which wasn't included in his other one. So he's getting a cheaper price and getting his deck at a lower cost.
See what Five Star Painting can do for you. FiveStarPainting.com. Adam, thank you.
Yep, thanks.
We've got Mark Harlan, the athletic director of the University of Utah, coming up next.
Wherever you go, the Zone will be right there with you every step of the way. It's the all-new KSL Sports app.
I love it.
Where you can listen to the Zone wherever you may be.
Listen to me, this stuff is available everywhere.
It's your new home for streaming the Zone and getting all the latest news, insight, and analysis of the teams you can't live without. It's the all-new KSL Sports app. Available now wherever you shop for apps.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
University of Utah Athletic Director Mark Harlan set to join us here momentarily. Excited to catch up with him. He's been doing this thing for a long time, about 20 years, working in some way, shape, or form at the Athletic Director Department. Going back to 2002, where he was the Associate AD with Arizona University that he attended. Been with the University of Utah now since 2018. He was also the senior associate AD with UCLA. So he's got a lot of ties in the Pac-12. You know, this is a man that in some way, shape, or form has been tied to the Pac-12 in his career going all the way back to before 2002 when he was attending the University of Utah. Our next guest, kind enough to join us, athletic director for the University of Utah, Mark Harlan. Mark, how you doing, my friend?
Hands up, doing great. You running the shop today?
I'm running the shop. Scotty's right now in Sacramento, and he is facing a 56-64 deficit in the first round. So
How much time? How much time's left?
4 minutes and 30 seconds. So they're not completely out of it, but it's getting tight.
God, let's go. Those guys have had a great season. Let's go.
I know. And I know Scotty put so much into it. And he wanted to be here for this conversation. He's like, can we push it back? And I said, no, I'm sorry. He's locked into this time slot forever. So,
it's good to talk to you. We'll catch up with him next time.
Yeah, we'll do it. It's great to talk to you, Mark, because I've looked at so many different things that have been going at the University of Utah. And there's so much to talk about, so many fun things that are happening. You've got Lynn Roberts and this women's basketball team that has just blown the lights out of the building. Talk about how fun it's been to watch her and this team do what they've done.
It's been great, you know, and whenever you're in these moments, you know, you think back to the journey, right? And I just think 5 years ago when I arrived, she had a great team and they just shot out like a rocket. I think we got to 12 or 13 and 0, and then injuries hit and those kind of things. And so the kind of team fell back, didn't make the postseason. And then we had the COVID situation like everybody and fighting through that. And she just kept, you know, keeping to her North Star, which was just working and recruiting and getting the best staff around her. And then it kind of all came together last year with just an incredible season and getting all the way to the tournament and losing in the second round in Austin versus a really good Texas team. And I remember clearly I was there and she told the team in the locker room, next year we're going to get after this thing and we're going to host in the Huntsman Center. And everyone's like, let's do it. And here we are, just left the press conference about an hour ago. And, you know, it's just fun to watch her and the team be so excited for tomorrow night.
It's so great. 2-seed Utah taking on 15-seed Gardner Webb, as Mark just mentioned, coming up tomorrow night, 5:30 tip on ESPNU. And that's right here. So we're going to be excited to be able to send a lot of those Utah fans up to the Huntsman Center, be able to catch that game. And I'm hoping that thing packs in, because as we've talked about, Mark, that game against Stanford, the attendance was fantastic.
It was just a great crowd. You know, crowd kind of built, was kept building all year. And then we came into that final weekend with a good Cal team. And we saw a really good crowd on that Friday night. And, excuse me, that was a Thursday. And then Saturday came around and, you know, a lot of our community partners stepped up and, you know, fans that hadn't been to the games before just came in, and it was just, and were treated to an amazing win. You know, two top five basketball teams just battling it out. So got the win. I think we got a lot of people really excited that we're here. So tickets have been moving really, really well. And really looking forward to a big crowd tomorrow night.
I am too. Hopefully they just pack the place. And another thing that's interesting, and I was reading a little bit more about it this morning, you're hosting the Pac-12 Gymnastics Championships as well, right?
Yes. The Pac-12 is here at Maverick Center. Maverick Center and their leadership did a great job, you know, about 4 years ago of really purchasing all the top gymnastics equipment. It's called Being on the Podium, where the floor is elevated and all this other stuff. And that really attracted the Pac-12 conference. So they did a multi-year deal. I think this is year four of hosting the Pac-12 championship. So we're honored. Yeah, obviously it's in Salt Lake. It works great for us, but incredible year for the Red Rocks, you know, in top 10 all year. And then in just a crazy wild finish, four teams tied for the regular season Pac-12 championship, and all four Saturday night at Maverick are in the same session to break the tie, as you will. So it should be really one of the nation's premier gymnastics meet in the country thus far. So again, we were pleased because the NCAA has our women's game Friday night, and then everybody can go to Maverick on Saturday night, and if all goes well, come back to the Huntsman on Sunday for round two of the women's tournament. So needless to say, the women are leading the way this weekend.
Utah fans, you've got some responsibility this weekend. Don't think you can just sleep through this weekend. These programs have put in a lot of work, and you got an opportunity to see them right here in this state taking on some great competition. So please take advantage of that and get out to those events. Mark, is this job more or less stressful than you thought it would be when you started into it back in 2002, I think?
Well, I think, you know, there's stress that come with it, but gosh, you know, it is so much more fun, exciting, different every day, all those kind of things that come with it that far outmatch any kind of stress. I mean, you know, it's such an honor to be at Utah to lead this program. I knew when I got here 5 years ago now, which is just crazy how fast it's gone, you know, that Chris Hill had left such a great group of people, coaches, staff, and a platform for us to really continue to move things forward. And, you know, the energy you get from that and trying to make sure you're doing everything you can for these students and coaches, you know, surrounded by a great admin team. But, you know, it really has been terrific. You know, stress comes from things that are slightly out of your control normally. And I suppose that probably the only real stress that I feel is, you know, stuff like those LA schools leaving back in whenever it was. It feels like it was 15 years ago now, but at the end of June. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that it happens, and then some of that stuff's all out of your control. But we're working through that now, but far more fun than stress.
So I was explaining to people before you jumped on that you have been a part of the Pac-12, even going back to your time at the University of Arizona as a student. I know that the Pac-12 means a lot to you. I know you spent time at UCLA as a senior associate athletic director as well. This conference has to mean a lot to you. And I'm curious, where do you feel like this conference is currently, as it currently stands?
Well, you're right. I have a lot of history in this conference, and grew up in Los Angeles. Family were, you know, longtime season ticket holders at UCLA. And then just being an undergraduate and graduate student in Arizona and working there for almost 17 years. And then the time at UCLA and then now here. So you're absolutely right. There's a lot of knowledge I have about the league, how it operates, how it functions, how it thinks. And so June 30, you know, was a very personal moment for me, just as the person, much less the athletic director of another school in the conference. It was it just felt like everything came to a grinding halt. And you thought about history, and you thought about our industry. You thought about greed, candidly. You thought about a lot of different things. And then, you know, you get yourself up and you dust yourself off, like we tell our student athletes to do, and you get back to work. And so, you know, what I was really pleased was the 10 remaining schools, as we began our strategy sessions and our planning sessions with our presidents and chancellors about what the next thing to do and what would make sense. You know, we've been on that track, and, you know, we had to real, you know, pivot from our previously decided upon television plan and get to it way quicker than we would have. And, you know, that's what we've been working on. You know, it's disappointing it's taken this long to get the deal done. But, you know, being as someone that's somewhat on the inside, you know, this is primarily the commissioner and his folks working in collaboration with us and certainly our presidents. But it's a complicated deal, Hans. It really is. You know, we're coming off 12 years of owning our own network, 3 different channels, plus a national channel, a lot of inventory. So you're working on all these different packages. It's almost like having a pizza and having to cut it up. And some folks take slice this and slice that. We could have done an early renewal. Well, I think we saw the Big 12 do that. But we wanted to be a little bit more creative and talk to new partners. And all of that has led for a little longer time delay. But we're getting close. So to get to your question specifically, I feel real good about this conference. We need to get a deal that will allow us to all move forward. You know, you've seen it, I think, with this year's football results. We're all investing more in football than we ever had across the whole, you know, group of schools. I think we're going to see that again next year and into the years coming. But we got to get a good deal. I'm confident we're heading in that direction, and then we can lock arms and continue on. And if we need to expand, if we think that's in our best interest, we'll look at that too.
So, Mark, I've always been curious with athletic directors because I know that you've got close friendships. But in terms of your conference athletic directors, do you stay in close touch with every one of the 9 that will be remaining, or is it kind of more of a distance in touch? How much do you interact with the other athletic directors?
That's a great question. You know, a lot. And I think that, you know, you come into the league as I did, coming back as the AD here. And I had some that I, you know, was closer to others just based on past experiences. But in the time since I've been there, I've become very, very close with, frankly, all of them. You know, when you have what happens with the 2 LA schools, who I was friends with both those guys too, you know, I took it personally.
Yeah.
For a period of time, and, you know, really didn't want to talk to those guys. I didn't want to be in the same Zoom with those guys, you know, but you've got to go through a reflective period of business is business, and, you know, you move on the personal side. But I'll tell you, with the 10 others, and we're always on Zooms together or we're in person, you know, it really has drawn us closer together. We all understand the number one thing, and this is absolutely true, is our institutions. And the University of Utah is my chief responsibility, working with President Randall to make sure Utah emerges from all this in the best possible way. And of course, our decision is the best possible way is to stick together as 10. So we all understand that, but we also know that we have to work together. And I think that that's what we've been seeing. And I think our network partners and others have realized that too, as we try to close this deal. But you know, you have to have, you know, you have to have colleagues, you know, there's things that might go on in the department and you're, how do I fix that? I'll pick up the phone. I'll call Jen up at Washington and how are you handling this? Or, you know, I'll call Rob at Oregon or I, you know, I can go on and on because, you know, none of us are inventing anything here. We need to steal good ideas. And so they're always helpful in that regard.
So when the media rights do come down and they are finalized, do they send it over to the University of Utah, to you and the president and looking for approval? How is the final approval given to the numbers that are presented to you guys?
Yeah, again, great question. So we have the league is run by a board of directors, and the board of directors are the presidents and chancellors of the, in this case, of the 10 schools, right? Because the two LA school presidents will have nothing to do with this piece. So it's the 10 presidents and chancellors. In that group, there's a group of three that's the executive board, and that happens to be the presidents at Oregon, Washington State, Stanford, and Washington. So those three will work directly with George whenever he has, you know, the information, and then they'll bring it to the broader board, and the broader board will then make its approval. In that, the ADs will be asked questions about certain aspects of it and all of that, and leading to, you know, maybe adjustments, leading to approval, all of those kind of things. And then once we have all that done, then we go into the grant of rights process, which then tethers the institution for the length of time of that television deal. So all of that's forthcoming.
So, Mark, how confident are you this is going to get done?
Very confident. You know, the updates have been really good as of late. You know, we went through a lot of different interesting, probably never before dealt with issues. For example, let me give you one that really delayed this. Was there was a real period of time there that UCLA might have been blocked by the Board of Regents of their institutions to go to the Big Ten. You know, at first it was kind of like, is that a possibility? And then as it started to go along, it really seemed like some of the regions there were very upset in the way UCLA handled it, this along with the negative effects that it could have toward Cal Berkeley. I mean, UCLA and Cal are tied, you know. I mean, those two have done everything together for so long. And they didn't make their final decision. I want to say it was like the first week in December or the last week in November. And that really delayed a lot of probably work that could have been done, because obviously if UCLA was forced to stay in the league, that changes your television deal. So that was the number one delay along with the complications. We're kind of through all that now. And now we're just kind of getting down to the details. So I'm very confident we're trending in the right direction, and we look forward to getting completion.
Well, it's been fascinating to watch it play out and some of the reports that come out. I know that there was a report from Dennis Dodd that said that the Pac-12 schools are actively talking to the Big 12, and hence the tweet that came from you. And I've really talked at length about the tweet you sent, because I've known your work long enough to know that you don't do knee-jerk things. You are very calculated in everything that you do. And it felt like that tweet was saying, no, this report isn't accurate. We're feeling pretty good about things. Did you have any regrets on that tweet that you sent?
No, I didn't. You know, I just, you know, I think it was probably a moment that, you know, I think there comes a point in time where, you know, you're in the middle of a project, and I know what we do is very public, and I actually have great respect for everyone's work they have to do. But there was something about that article, and I really like Dennis. I mean, he's covered sports. I've known Dennis for 15 years, but that article was just flat wrong in a lot of different ways. And I just felt it started portraying particularly the University of Utah in a grouping of the corner schools and just some things that I knew weren't true. And I just kind of had enough, you know, and I just felt like the need to just kind of send out a signal that, you know, those of you that are all reading this and just think it's over, it's just not true. And, you know, did I think it would get that kind of attention? No. But, you know, I think it probably did help a little bit in explaining that, you know, we're trying to finish the deal. And we've said all along that we're working together, and you know, I guess some people are impatient and they want the deal done now, and rather we're just trying to get the best deal and the right path and believe in our commissioner to do it. So that's kind of why that happened in that tweet. You know, you see something and you know it's not accurate, you just kind of come out and say something. And I'm pleased. I think some of our presidents have come out probably way more articulate than I'll ever be in our league in the last 3 or 4 days, kind of articulating the same thing, maybe, but in a better way.
it's actually been really nice. It's like the cavalry showed up. You sent out the tweet, and then it's this president. We had Arizona president, I think, last night or this morning. We had Arizona State 2 days ago. Yeah. And it was like, see, and I actually sent a tweet. I'm like, see, Mark Harlan's not just firing tweets out there for no reason. Like, these presidents seem unified and seem like they're on the same page.
Animal House when John Belushi's running out, let's go get him, and no one follows. Yeah. It was a little bit like that, but no, it's all good, and you know, we're moving in the right direction, and for Utah, that's a great situation to be in.
Well, it's a great direction. You've got the women's basketball team tipping off tomorrow night. That's at the Huntsman Center. You've got women's gymnastics coming up this weekend at the Maverick Center. We've got Utah spring football kicking off after a couple of runs to the Rose Bowl, and we get to see Cam Rising and the whole crew come back. There's a lot of great things going on, and Mark, it's been a pleasure to have you on talking about it.
Thank you, Hans. Appreciate your work, man. Always fun driving around town listening to you guys. Keep it up.
Thank you so much. Athletic director for the University of Utah, Mark Harlan, has done a fantastic job in the 5 years that he's been there. A couple things. Number one, retaining Kyle Whittingham. I think that's primary number one. Keeping Kyle Whittingham there, keeping him happy, keeping that staff happy. Now it's going to be about keeping Lynn Roberts happy, apparently. You're going to have to extend Lynn.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. bringing in Craig Smith, the men's basketball coach, and hopefully Craig can continue to switch things around there at the University of Utah. And we've seen an improvement from year one to year two, so Craig continues to work there. And Mark Harlan has some really big things to deal with. And sent a tweet that caused a lot of stir. And I thought, man, it'd be great to have him on and just talk about the tweet. So I appreciate his openness and willingness to come on with us and share what he knows. And it sounds like, Lloyd, to me, it sounds like he's pretty darn sure things are okay inside the Pac-12. And I don't think he'd be that confident. I don't think he'd share that level of confidence.
No, because if it comes out, it doesn't, like, there's going to be a little bit of egg on his face.
Well, when you send out the tweet that you did with that Dennis Dodd piece, it's essentially saying, yeah, get the Big 12, blah, 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 Big 12. But you send out a tweet like that, it's almost like, hey, to you too, Big 12, why don't you back off?
See, I'm firm in the camp that there are, I think there's a lot of, I mean, that Ion Sports thing, I don't think there was anything with that. I don't buy that. I think that's stuff that's from, you know, people that are trying to break up the Pac-12, whether it's from the Big 12. I'm not buying it. There's no way in anybody's right mind where they said, you know what, let's look at this Ion. No way, because nobody's looking for Ion.
Well, convincing Washington and Oregon to come along in a grant of rights agreement that may lock them into a conference that they feel like they might be able to do better than is going to be a really tall task. And finding the media agreements that pay them the money that the Big 12 was able to find at $31 million per school, it's going to be a tall task. I'm not saying that it's got to be perfect, but there's got to be some formity. There's got to be some type of alliance amongst these teams to feel like they can move on with the 10 they currently have. I personally don't want to see them bring San Diego State or SMU to the table. I don't want to see it. I'd rather see the 10 remaining Pac-12 schools continue on in whatever grant of rights agreement that they can get. You're sharing a lesser piece of the pie, and I don't think you need San Diego State, and you definitely don't need SMU. Some of the teams that I've heard, too, I'm like, geez, really? Are you just trying to mock the Pac-12? Is that where this is getting to? So I don't see it being 5, 7, 10 years. It might be a shorter media rights agreement until they can figure things out, but it does seem like things are imminent.
And they need to get something done to stop, to end all the rumors. They need to get something done.
Yeah.
Like, because that is just, it's going to keep swirling. Rumors going to keep swirling.
He said 2 weeks. Did he put a time on it? We'll go back. In fact, in Sports Roulette, we're actually going to do a Mark Harlan soundbite Sports Roulette today. And we'll play a couple of those because, man, he threw out a lot of really good nuggets there. a lot of really good information. So we'll get back to that. Whole World News coming up next.
Wherever you go, the Zone will be right there with you every step of the way. It's the all-new KSL Sports app.
I love it.
Where you can listen to the Zone wherever you may be.
Listen to me. This stuff is available everywhere.
It's your new home for streaming the Zone and getting all the latest news, insight, and analysis of the teams you can't live without. It's the all-new KSL Sports app. Available now wherever you shop for apps. Every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's great catching up with Mark Harlan, the athletic director at the University of Utah. That will be up shortly. You can catch it all at kslsports.com. Went into great detail on the TV contracts coming up, the women's NCAA tournament that's tipping off tomorrow, and so much more. So fantastic conversation with Mark Harlan. Appreciate him taking some time to jump on with us. Some other news, not so good. Utah State falls to Missouri 76-65. They put up a good fight, but there in the closing minutes, Missouri really ran away with it. They actually outscored Utah State 41-34 in the second half of this game. So Utah State has been bounced from the NCAA tournament, but
they're gonna remember that first half. That first half, they were 0-11 from three. I mean, you just make three or four, and you're there. You're there. You're down. You're down a point, 2 points, maybe tied. Like you go 3-11. 3-11. That's only 27%. That's not asking much.
Do we
just have a terrible shooting first half, but you got to make a couple.
Do we bring that number up with Scotty when he comes back?
Oh, he knows about that one. We are gonna need to hold Scotty to our bosom tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
We're gonna love him.
We'll pull him into the
hold him in tight.
Because there's no strutting going on in Sacramento right now.
And we
love when Scotty's strutting. We don't like when Scotty's a little down in the
Scotty.
Dumps.
Put your head on my chest. Just rest.
Yeah.
Right here.
Got a shoulder. I've got a big old shoulder that you can rest your head on.
He's due to call a win.
The other thing that we've got going on, we released the KSL Sports movie bracket. Lloyd, Scotty, and myself.
I didn't do anything. This is all you guys.
Stop it.
Nope.
Stop it.
In fact, you told me not to vote, so I was like, fine. I won't take any part of this.
We put together 64 action movies from the 90s. The best 64 action movies from the 90s, including hits like Blown Away, Con Air, Blade, Face Off, Kindergarten Cop, Demolition Man, Die Hard with a Vengeance, which was a two-seat, I think. Die Hard with a Vengeance was, there were two Die Hards that fit inside the
90s. It was higher than I probably would have had it. I think I would have had it. I had like a three or a four.
Hard Target taking on Mortal Kombat in the first round. You've got Under Siege taking on the River Wild. The River Wild was Lloyd's one seed. Actually, I love that movie.
I know you do.
Oh, it's a great Kevin Bacon movie.
A great evil Kevin Bacon.
For those of you that grew up through the 90s, like Lloyd, Scotty, and myself, you're going to love this bracket. Go take a little time and fill it out.
Just remember, it's for fun. This is fun. We're having some fun.
Just go vote
on the movie. Don't take it personal. If there's something, if 007 didn't make it, don't take it personal.
Right. Each of these movies are going to be fighting against each other through the first rounds. It's going to follow along with March Madness. Yeah, exactly. It's going to follow along with March Madness, same timing, and we're going to come out with the champion. We got Adam here from Five Star Painting, and he's given us some great promotions and great opportunities to save on different paint jobs. And I would ask our listeners, what do you need painted? Is your interior falling apart? You starting to get some flaking and some tearing on the exterior? I got to imagine, Adam, we'll come out of this winter, and this winter is going to take a toll on some exterior paint jobs.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's probably, you know, one of the biggest things that they could look at too is like trim around the windows where the water can just sit there a lot of the times. That's a lot of the big issues where you know, they need us to come in. We'll scrape it, prep it. We can reseal it with all the caulking and everything, and then obviously paint it. There's probably a lot of water damage, I bet.
There's a lot of homes that'll be damaged, and Five Star Painting is here to help you with whatever damage you might face. I was going to tell you something I really appreciate about you and your company. When you guys came out to paint my house, your crew took extra time to seal all the different planks, because I had Hardy Plank, and they caulked every one of the lines and before they painted and puttied each one of the nail holes in the shakes. And the reason I bring that up is I've got a family member that just bought a house, and whatever painting crew painted that house didn't do it. And there's popping and cracking on the corners of the Hardy Plank, and there's separation on the boards where the water gets in. You guys take great care of the homes that you prep and paint.
Yeah, I mean the prep on that is the most important part of the whole thing, because if it's not done correctly, you're going to have breakdown, you're going to have water damage. You know, the paint obviously is going to help encapsulate everything, but if you don't have the proper sealant and the proper caulking and prep, it's all for naught. It's gonna start breaking down, and you're gonna be in a lot. You know, you're gonna have to start replacing stuff instead of, you know, right now if it's just a little bit of water damage, I can come out, scrape it, reseal it, and paint it, and you're good. But if it's not done properly the first time, you're gonna be replacing stuff, and that gets a lot more expensive.
That's why I appreciate what you guys do. High level professionalism, done very timely too. People might think, oh, it's gonna take 3 weeks to paint my house. You can get most houses done, most average size houses done in a matter of a couple of days, right?
Yeah, probably about 4 days. You know, most of the time we'll say, hey, just give us the week and we'll make sure, you know, because we want to clean up and make sure everything's, you know, 100%. But by Friday, Saturday, you know, there shouldn't be a piece of tape left anywhere, no garbage, no nothing. Everything's done and sealed. You know, we'll come walk through the house with you, make sure everything is on point.
You're also continuing to offer our listeners free paint through the month of March. You're not going to get this when it comes April or gets into summer. You're not going to get this. You've got to make sure that you get on the books and you get your upfront pay. It's a deposit.
Yeah.
That they put on with their schedule, and you get to take advantage of the free paint.
That and another good thing is they're going to be first in line too. So, you know, as the weather starts to warm up, and the reason why we don't offer a lot of this stuff in the summer is because it does start to get backed up. And so if people take advantage of it now, you're getting discounts, you're getting extra added on promos, and you're first in line. So even if you said, hey, I don't want to start till April 15th, well, you book now, you get the discounts, and you're already scheduled April 15th. You're first in line, doesn't matter, you know, as it comes in, because we could get 3 weeks out where, you know, then you got to start waiting and it takes longer. And so that's another perk.
Call Five Star Painting and get on the books right now. Take advantage of these promotions, whether it's getting the discount on your cabinets or your interior or exterior. Adam's put some great discounts out there. You can go to fivestarpainting.com, or Adam, they can call you right now to schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. Just call 801-208-2649.
Tim Lacombe joins us next, talking a little Utah Jazz.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.